Got to get up.
Welcome to the Meaty Word of the Real Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Meaty, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
$500, wake up and win. Still haven't called out a name yet.
And have you taken the time to put your name in? That's the bigger question. You have to go on the Kiss95.1 app or online at kiss95.1.com. Find Wake Up and Win. Tell us what time you wake up to the Meaty, Roy, and the Red Morning Show, and then just wait for us to call your name. And put it this way, you not putting your name in the hat is you guaranteeing yourself to not win $500.
Right. You have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Right.
So we call out a name here this morning for sure, $500, and Wake Up and Win. Producer Nicole sleeping, not in a bed. Where were you sleeping at this wedding in Ohio?
I slept in the bed. I was taking a quick power nap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was there for like, the picture makes it look like I was there forever, but.
So there was an Insta picture.
Yeah, there was a picture. I drove Friday after the show to Ohio for a friend slash co-worker's wedding that took place on Saturday.
Congratulations to Alexa in our sales department for tying the knot.
It was beautiful. It was awesome. And it's actually the first wedding that I've cried at. I cried.
Really?
Aww.
It was so sincere and like just two people who really are best friends and they love each other. And that was so like cool to me.
Right. Because you're around a lot of nonsense marriages like me and Lorraine.
No, that is nonsense. But like sometimes, especially with like social media and like when you have friends, like I have a lot of friends who are going through that hump of like, do I want to stay with my person or do I want to, you know, do that? So it's like it was cool to see someone who figured it out. But it was a 12 o'clock wedding, which means and we like helped set everything up. We had a limo at like 10. So from 10 to, and it was an open bar reception.
Nice.
And then we went out in Columbus because they're huge Ohio State fans. The wedding was actually the reception was actually at the Ohio State Row House on the river.
How did you get into the limo?
You weren't in the wedding party.
Yeah, you weren't in the wedding party.
Because we set up the reception.
Oh, so you were, okay.
And
were
we
you working?
She offered her services in exchange for a ride to the wedding.
Well, we also were like, we were the only one, not the only ones from here, but there weren't
many people from Charlotte.
So they took care of us.
That's nice.
So then it was an Ohio State game. So after the reception, we went out and it was just a long day.
So the reception started at noon. Did they have brunch food then or lunch food?
It was like lunch food.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then did bride and groom go out with you guys after?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was quite the night. And, you know, I'm the type of person where, like, if I am at a place where I've never been before, I want to do it all. So it's like, okay, we're at this bar. Okay, cool, we've been here. Let's go to the next one. You know, like, I just wanted to see it all.
So exhausting.
I know. That's how it was in Orlando. Lorraine went back to the hotel to sleep, and Nicole and I hit up the town.
Mm. Yeah, so it was... It was a long day, to say the least, and a lot of drinks had been consumed. So we actually get back to our hotel. It was like a 30-minute Uber ride, but whatever. And so we get back to the hotel, and our room had, like, the AC was broken. Not that it was broken, but, like, the machine, it sounded like a phone alarm was going off for 5 minutes at a time. So it would go off. It was making like a little like ringing noise. Mm-hmm. And it would happen for 5 minutes every 30 seconds. So the whole first night, Casey and I were like, what is this? Like, it was so annoying. But, I mean, I can't hear it.
It's a ringing noise. Yeah.
So the first night was annoying, but like the second night, so the elevator is taking forever. And we're just, like, sitting there and, like, you know, everything. You're so dramatic when you've been drinking. Mm. So I was like, this is taking forever. So I just sat down by the, it happened to be a trash can, but it was by the linen closet. And I just fell asleep.
Waiting for the elevator. Grabbing a wink of sleep whenever you can.
Yeah, so it was like 30 seconds. But the real thing was we go upstairs, get to the room, pass out, wake up, you know, hours later. And Casey, who we were sharing a hotel room, was gone.
Where'd she go?
She got so annoyed at the air conditioning that she went to the front desk and demanded a new room.
Nah.
So I wake up and I hear like a knock on the door. It's like, Nicole, it's Casey. And I'm like, you're supposed to be in the bed next to me. Like, what?
And she got her own room?
Yeah, she
nice.
Got her own room.
That's
wow.
hilarious.
Huh. That is hilarious.
You know what would be fun here this morning? We want to hear from you guys. You just heard from producer Nicole. She fell asleep in front of a garbage can at the elevators. You know, people fall asleep in the most random, strange spots. In fact, I love at sporting events, when it's a huge sporting event, like a football game or a World Series, they pan over to somebody sleeping. That cracks me up.
Do you remember it made like national news? It was trending, and I can't remember if it was a guy or a girl, but they had fallen asleep at the Beyonce concert.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People were like going nuts over it.
Yeah. Where is the strange
That's
spot
shameful.
That you or someone you know fell asleep? Jump on the phones with us. We got to say hi to you guys after a long weekend. 704-570-9595. You can also text that number, and you can tweet at the MRL show, which, by the way, if you jump on our Twitter, you'll see, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but they've released the photo of Joaquin Phoenix as the new Joker.
Oh, that's cool. I can't wait.
And that's up there. You can go check that out at the MRL show on Twitter.
704-570-9595, where it's a strange place you fell asleep. Give us a phone call here on MRL.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
Talking about the strange places you fell asleep at 704-570-9595. Producer Nicole fell asleep beside a trash can.
Waiting for the elevators. And that's because she was at a wedding, Roy, in Columbus, Ohio. And she's like, when I'm in a city, I have to do as much as I can. So I had to grab a wink of sleep when I could.
Yeah. I fell asleep outside my apartment building back in 2015. I was drunk and forgot my... So I had two separate keys. Keys to get into the building and then keys to get into my apartment. And I didn't bring the keys to get into the building. And so I sat out there waiting for someone to come in so I could then walk in. And then I ended up falling asleep.
We're getting some text messages to the studio. I fell asleep on a pallet of water outside of a gas station after a long night at the bar. And then we got a long text message, so I'll abbreviate it for you. But somebody gave their friend a ride home. The friend didn't know where they lived. They gave the person an address that was like 2 miles away from their house. And they ended up being dropped off at this house, who coincidentally also had a Jeep. The guy couldn't get into the house, so he climbed into the Jeep and then was awoken by the police the next morning. He thought he was in his own Jeep.
Oh, man.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, you got to be careful where you fall asleep.
Rebecca in Lake Wiley, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Sorry.
Oh!
Sorry. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's early. It's early. Things happen.
It's way too early.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Rebecca, what happened to you at Disney?
So, I was previously running off of like 3.5 hours of sleep. So get to the park, go all day, all night, because it was New Year's Eve. So we stay in the park until like 2:30 in the morning, something like that. We rode the bus to Disney, so we got back in line for the bus. It was already like previously fully packed. Mm-hmm. My family like just gets on, and there's not even like room for us to sit. So me and my sister, we're standing leaning against like the pole and like the door where it was like the wheelchair access could go. And it's maybe like a 15-minute ride. I end up falling asleep standing up. We get back to the hotel and the bus driver decides to open the door, and there I fall onto the ground in front of everybody.
Oh, poor Rebecca. And what a crappy way to get woken up, too.
Yeah.
I know, falling. This is Leticia and Gaffney. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. You're down. You're, oh, my gosh, you're down. We can hear you well.
Where did you fall asleep?
I fell asleep at a tattoo shop while getting tattooed.
How? The needles.
You must have a very high tolerance for pain.
I do. The funny thing is, I was getting my 3/4 sleeve, and I was in a position where I was laying on my stomach, and I also had a pillow, so my arm was numb at that point, so I couldn't feel anything, so I just dozed off for a good half an hour.
That was like my dad. Thanks, my dad Leticia. Used to fall asleep in the dentist chair, and like he would be getting like real work done.
Ugh.
Like they'd be bringing on Novocaine and drilling, and I just remember sitting there being like terrified, really.
I would be too. And his mouth stayed open?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of tattoos, real quick, producer Nicole, how much more time do people have to vote on what tattoo you're going to get?
I think it ends this morning because I find out today at 11. I'm going over there to May the Last, and then we'll find it together.
Cool. So Nicole's posted up on the website, kiss951.com, four choices for you to vote on, and you guys get to pick which tat she's going to get. So go vote now using the Kiss95.1 app. All right.
Let's bring in Stephanie from Shelby. You're live on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. So I fell asleep in college leaning over a dryer.
Well, it is warm. I'll give you that.
I know, yeah, and there's vibrations. I could probably get down with that.
That might be my new spot.
I have just had to write an 18-page final paper and was running on about 2 hours of sleep, but needed to get my clothes done because I had nothing clean and just fell asleep.
How did you, like, did you wake yourself up or did somebody wake up like, hey, can I get in there?
Yeah.
I actually think that my roommate walked in and was like, what are you doing?
And then you got to play cool. What? Nothing. Just I was listening to it.
Right.
It sounded rattly. Stephanie was one of our texters that we called back. Thanks for getting in touch with us, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
One more.
Okay, let's talk with Crystal. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Crystal. Okay, where'd your hubby fall asleep?
Well, now we got to go back because this was like 25 years ago, and me and him had been dating for several months.
Are we going back to year 25? Are we going back that far?
Yeah, well, about 25 years ago, yeah. Okay. And I took him to meet my mom and my sister and everybody, and we all went out.
Yeah.
And he got stinking drunk. And we went out to dinner after we all went out to a nightclub. And he needed to go to the bathroom, so I took him and showed him in the men's bathroom. And I was standing there waiting, and about 5 minutes later, this guy went in and come back out, and he said, hey, are you with that guy in there? And I'm like, yeah. He said, yeah, he's in there with his thingy hanging out, and asleep, leaning against the wall at the urinal.
Oh, my gosh. He fell asleep at the urinal.
Yeah. So I had to go in and get him, and my family's
zip
never
him up and
down.
Pull him back out. Jeez. Thanks, Crystal. Jeez, producer Nicole said we've got to talk to Lori real quick in Mooresville.
All right, hey, Lori, you're live with the MRL Morning Show. Welcome.
Good morning. So
go ahead.
My husband fell asleep during our home buying process. We were in the showroom picking out all of our stuff we wanted to put in our house.
Uh-huh.
And he was asleep on the guy's desk. So I proceeded to go through and pick out everything I wanted in the house and had no idea until closing.
I love that.
Don't wake him up. Don't wake him up.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Nope.
Here's his card. Swipe it now.
He's here. Look. Oh, he'll even sign it for you. You're like moving his hand.
Kayla and Cornelius fell asleep at a swimming competition. I hope she wasn't in the pool.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to, we're in the middle of, by the way, nonstop 30 minutes, nonstop MRL, no commercials. And we're going to talk to Loren here in less than 5 minutes. What's going on in your life?
I feel like there is a common mom struggle that we're all having, but we're all responsible for it not happening. And I'll tell you what it is in 5 minutes.